Me, we, us, building a culture-driven workplace at Nordea. At the launch of our Evolving Workplaces, Find Your Space to Thrive report in Copenhagen, Christina Gaderberg, Chief People Officer and Head of Group People at Nordea, shared how the organization has reframed its return-to-office strategy around a powerful mindset, me, we, us. More than a policy shift, this framework helped Nordea move beyond mandates and engage employees in meaningful dialogue about the future of work. And crucially, their role in shaping it. From policy to dialogue, evolving the return-to-office strategy. Like many businesses, Nordea initially adopted a light-touch approach to office reentry following COVID-19. In 2021, concerns about employee isolation and cultural fragmentation prompted a call for employees to return, but attendance remained low. We hired a lot of employees during those times, and they were not in the office. They came on the first day, picked up the computer, and that was it. So there was a huge gap in the cultural fit, and engagement started to be impacted, Christina explained. By 2023, Nordea moved to a three-day office policy, but numerous exceptions diluted its effectiveness. It became clear, simply requesting attendance was not enough. Me, us, a mindset for cultural alignment. The turning point came with the introduction of the Me, We, Us model, a framework used to drive transparent and honest dialogue between leaders and employees. It recognizes three perspectives. Me, the individual's needs and challenges. We, the team's need for collaboration and connection. Us, the organization's culture, values, and business goals. We had a healthy conversation with everyone. What are your needs? What are our needs? And what are the company's needs? That was the turning point. It wasn't about forcing, it was about understanding and aligning, Christina shared. This mindset helped shift the conversation from compliance to commitment, helping employees understand the broader purpose of office presence and the shared responsibility in sustaining culture and connection. Designing workplaces people want to be. In recognizing that physical space plays a major role in drawing people back, Nordea invested in creating environments that feel more like home. Sofas, lounge areas, soft lighting, art, and improved coffee and food offerings were introduced to make the workplace welcoming and human. Our research confirms that food services, 37%, are the top motivator for employees to return to the office, highlighting how everyday experiences influence workplace engagement. Nordea's offices now support different work modes through multi-zone design. Dynamic zones for collaborative or energetic work. Focus zones for quiet concentration. Shared spaces like cafes, kitchens, and lounges that foster connection and reduce environmental impact through space optimization. This modular design not only supports diverse working styles, but also reduces real estate overhead and supports sustainability goals, making it a win for both people and the business. The office as a culture hub. Looking ahead, Christina sees a future where hybrid work remains, but the office evolves into a strategic cultural hub. It's not just about retaining employees, it's about creating a sense of belonging. The office should give people the feeling that they're part of something bigger. This view was echoed by Future Talent founder Caroline Hart Sehested, who joined Christina in urging organizations to invest in belonging, not just flexibility. Final takeaway: leading the workplace evolution. Nordea's story shows that workplace transformation isn't about policies or perks alone. It requires leadership, dialogue, and a willingness to reimagine both culture and space. Leaders must work hand in hand to deliver environments that are not only functional, but strategically aligned to purpose and people.